bringing us to today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we do the No Sweat News quiz for Rat Fest tickets. Whoa. So please keep these stories in mind. It will not be hard to remember this first schmuck.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Boy alive, the dumb, the dumb, the dumb.
The dumb.
A young man in Florida, at the tender age of 19, has entered the annals of the No Sweat News Hall of Fame.
Oh, I love this.
Because he called 911 and effectively turned himself in.
He turned himself in.
When he began to brag to the 911 officer, dispatch person, that they still had not caught him, despite an obvious APB being out for his arrest.
911, where's
Yeah, I want to know, so, like, I ran from a cop, like, 30 minutes to an hour ago. I was the guy over there off of Kingsville State. Like, what do we pay you guys for? Like, I've driven past four cops.
What do we pay you for? I've driven past four of you. I'm sorry, the audio is in mono.
This guy kind of rules. He's literally calling up to talk
Right. He's calling.
He's calling up to talk some smack.
To talk smack and taunt the officers.
Oh, this is funny.
Like, what do we pay you guys for? Like, I've driven past four cops.
What do you mean you ran from a cop?
I mean, he turned his lights on me and got behind me, and as he was walking up to my door, I did a donut around him and left.
Okay. Okay. So you want to now see the officer, or what is your question?
My question is, I'm assuming he put an APB out or has someone looking for my car. But, like, he definitely got the plate number. But
okay.
I've passed, like, four cops just driving around. Like, what are you guys doing?
What are you doing over there?
What are you doing?
What, you don't know how to be a cop? You can't catch somebody?
Get your head out of here, you know what.
Come on.
Let's go.
My taxes pay your salary.
Put me in handcuffs.
Guess who got caught later that day, dude?
Oh, boy. This gentleman, I'm assuming.
Nicholas Jones.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
But I liked the almost WWE heel smack talk thing.
What the hell?
While it lasted. You flee from the cops and then call them up to taunt them.
Right.
It's such a bad guy wrestling move.
Such an idiot. Now, Dateline Pennsylvania for our second story. This guy is pretty stupid, too. Oh. Although he just kind of made a mistake. Brian Elam broke into a hair salon in the middle of the night in Pittsburgh.
Not known to carry large amounts of cash, but certainly large amounts of shampoo.
He did steal the entire cash register and carried it out the back door.
Oh, okay.
When the police got there, because, you know, the alarm went off and the alarm company called the police noticed some coins on the ground on the side of the building. They said, maybe, and followed the trail of coins. And guess who they caught with the cash register from the beauty store?
Oh, I'm going to say the thief who stole it.
Brian Elam.
Brian,
who
yeah.
Who did not secure the cash register drawer as Brian. He was carrying it down the street.
Come on, Brian. Trail of breadcrumbs there.
Seriously.
Very easy to spot, Brian.
Not quite as dumb as the leaving your footprints in the snow, but
no.
It's almost there.
It's close to it.
I know, I like the dumb on this guy from California for our final story of the week, Dave.
Okay.
We bring you to Bakersfield, California. It's because someone has posted a for sale sign on Craigslist, and they bought a replica of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile a few years ago to use as their daily driver.
I like that.
Yeah. They were driving the Wienermobile around as their daily driver all around Bakersfield to and from work and, you know, to the gym and out to the ball game. And
I like it.
You know, down to the grocery store where no doubt you picked up some hot dogs.
Well, sure.
Well, on the Craigslist ad, it says, quote, "The Wienermobile as a daily driver was a novelty and enjoyable for about a week, but now I suffer."
Oh, no.
He's selling it for $7,000.
$7,000?
That's not a bad deal for a Wienermobile.
That's fine.
I think you ought to look into this and drive this puppy cross country.
Why is he suffering?
Ridicule.
People want to buy hot dogs from him constantly.
Maybe.
And he has to say, "I don't sell hot dogs. Why would you?" Oh, yeah.
Enough
already. Giant vehicle that I'm driving.
Tomorrow we do the quiz. One of those stories could win you Rat Fest tickets. I think it might be the 911 guy, but I'm not sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.